There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's On Fraser Coast.
Kim Parnell, hi.
Hi.
As we let people know what's happening out and about around this beautiful region of ours, the Fraser Coast, there's always plenty going on. We're going to hit the ground running this morning, Kim, with something coming up Friday night. It's the Power of Passion fundraising event with a Tooth Fairy cocktail party. Enzo's on the beach. And our special podcast guest this week is Lars Olsen, who has some info on the Power of Passion. Lars, hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, mate. Look, for those who have no idea, what is the Power of Passion project all about?
So the Power of Passion project is a concept that my wife Carla and I came up with probably about 10 years ago, and it's taken this long to get to the point where we're actually putting it into action. So the project is all about putting other organisations that are doing wonderful things and us getting behind them and supporting them to see a project come to fruition.
So what sort of projects are we talking about?
So we're talking about ones overseas at the moment. So our only one that we've got at the moment is the Nepal trip. Mm-hmm. So we're taking a team of 16 over, a dentist plus a team of Rotarians and a few other people. And we are building a school building in an area of Nepal that was damaged by the earthquakes in 2015. We're also doing a dental camp there for 3 days, as well as a female hygiene project.
Okay, so you're obviously familiar with Nepal over a long period of time. It touched you many years ago, the situation that was happening there, and you've worked very hard to try and make things better. Is it getting any better there, Lars?
Yeah, it definitely is getting better. The last trip I went was in 2019, and there were still a lot of areas that were affected by those 2015 earthquakes. The improvement was getting better, but then, of course, COVID hit, and just like many countries, especially Nepal, where they rely on a lot on tourism coming through and that money coming through from tourism, that a lot of the extra infrastructure that needed to be built wasn't being completed because of that. So a few projects that still need to be done to keep it seeing pushing forwards.
So as mentioned before, you guys have been to Nepal quite a few times now. I'm not quite sure how many times, doing various projects. So what keeps you going back and how many times have you been?
Yeah, Kim, my first time was 20 years ago, actually this month. So I just had my 21st birthday, and I went over there as a volunteer for 5 months. And since then, various projects, and the pull for Nepal is pretty strong for me to come back. And this will be my 37th trip.
Holy
37.
Gee, you must have clocked up some frequent flyers there. You're just about local.
Yeah, pretty much. I joked with Carl that we probably could have purchased and paid off our house by now with all the all the flight costs going over there.
But, Lars, the thing is, you do actually genuinely care about the plight of people who are doing it tough, and that is a special quality. I'll never forget the first time I ever heard you speak, and that was a long, long time ago, and you were just a young fella there, and you touched me then with your compassion and just, you know, your wanting to improve things. It sounds like you still have that burning desire to do just that.
Yeah, it's something that I suppose it's always been inside me, and no matter, you know, how things change in my life and the world, and I mean, we've got 5 children now, Carla and I, it's that desire to still want to do something to help other people, whether it be Nepal, whether it be Africa, whether it be Australia, it's still that pull inside me. So this time we'll be able to take the children with us and give them that experience also.
Okay, so I suppose we'd better get right down to it. So tell us about the Tooth Fairy Cocktail Party on Friday night and what people can expect.
Yeah, so the Tooth Fairy Cocktail Party is our main source for our fundraising for the dental project. So we're looking at trying to raise that $4,000 to $5,000 in order for that to be successful. So Friday night was our big one, so we're hoping to get close to 100 tickets. So we've still got a few more tickets to sell to get to that point. Tickets are $120. You get food throughout the night. You get your cocktail on arrival. And then we've got this fantastic jazz band playing called Scaramouche, mm-hmm. which will be their first gig, which is and they've been practicing really hard, so it should be a pretty amazing night.
Okay, and how do we get tickets?
You can jump online. So if you have a look on the Power of Passion page, or you Google the cocktail party, the Tooth Fairy cocktail party, it should come up with the link.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can purchase tickets there, or just get in contact with Carla or myself, and we can give you those details, and you can buy those tickets.
Okay, I'm a bit of a numpty when it comes to the net, mate. So if I type in Tooth Fairy cocktail party, it'll take me to the link.
It should take, yeah, on Facebook. We've got it on that Facebook page there. So if you go into the Tooth Fairy cocktail party,
mm-hmm.
It should come straight up with that.
Okay.
Or if you jump on, Carla and I, and we can send it directly to you. So that's easy.
Okay, mate. Well, look, all the best. Obviously, this won't be the last fundraising event as you're getting back into the swing of things now. And I know you've done it big in the past, and I'm sure that you'll get a lot of support this time round and into the future as well, we hope.
Because I think you guys go in May, don't you?
Yeah, we're off in just under 3.5 weeks. We leave to head off, so we've got getting the final bits, because a lot of the school building stuff has to be transported to that rural area. So that's all sort of starting to go now and on the way.
How many dentists are you taking?
It's just the one dentist.
No.
So just the local dentist here from Nick White from White Dental Co.
Right.
So he's volunteering his time over and bringing his family over. And then we have two dental assistants from Nepal.
Yep.
We use the equipment from Nepal, and he just takes a little bit of his stuff over with him.
Good name for a dentist,
yeah,
isn't it? White.
It is. Yes. I think you were saying
Jack Clark.
Yeah. I think you were saying that he was going to be doing about 100, maybe seeing about 100 people a day in his 3 days of,
Yeah, that's there. So there'll be about 300 over the three days is what we're expecting. There's no way he'll be able to do more than that.
Yeah.
But usually in that area, they've never had a dental camp before. In order for them to see a dentist, they've got to go into Pokhara.
Mm.
And for most of them, the costs of seeing a dentist, it just doesn't happen. So he'll be doing a lot of extractions, a lot of fillings, and just general teeth health.
Lars, been a pleasure as always, mate. Tooth Fairy cocktail party on Facebook. We'll guide people there, and we'll talk the event up. And we really appreciate your time. Been good to chat again.
No worries, Blandy. Thank you so much. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Okay, Kim, we'll move on. There's plenty happening Friday through until Sunday, April 21st. It's the Fraser Coast Tiny Home Expo at the Merribee Showgrounds and Equestrian Centre. Now, the expo features all you need to know about tiny houses, modulars, containers, backyard pods and cabins, as well as off-grid lifestyle and alternative housing ideas. This is a little different, isn't it?
I love it. And if I wasn't going to Brisbane, I would be going to this, because I'm really into tiny homes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your chance to view lots of houses and talk with the builders. There'll also be lots of speakers too. The event runs from 10 a.m. through till 5. But due to the event's popularity, a staggered entry is used to minimise crowds and queues. You can find out more about tickets and ticket pricing at all the W's Tiny House Expo.
Tiny Homes Expo.
I know. When it's all together, it comes across as Tiny Homes Expo, but it's not. I have brought that to their attention, but there's not a lot that they could do about it. .com.au.
So how small are we talking? Like, you don't open the front door and you're in the backyard.
No, they are. They are gorgeous. You've seen them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just being...
You're stirring, yes.
I am. I am being facetious here, but that's happening Friday till Sunday at the Merribee Showgrounds. Also, a Friday, it's Trivia Night, Music Through the Ages, Fraser Room at the Harvey Bay Boat Club. Trivia, very, very popular, is it not?
It is, and this is a great little fundraiser. It's hosted by the Harvey Bay Performing Arts College. The dress-up theme is Music Through the Ages. Quick-fire raffles will be run on the night. Arrive at 6:30 p.m. for a 7 p.m. start. Book your table or tickets from allthewsboatclub.com.au and click on What's On. It sounds like it's going to be a great night.
Are you good at trivia? Or
absolutely.
You like playing the chase and things like that?
I do, and I love the 1% Club, the other show. So,
yes.
I, you know.
Well, you like to get the old grey matter ticking over.
Anything to do with words I'm good at, but anything to do with geography or
not good at geography.
History, I'm hopeless at.
Yeah, I'm not too good with the English monarchs, I've got to say, over the years. I always struggle with those. look, Saturday, April 20th, Earth Day celebration, an Illuminate 2 event, the Treehouse Yarangan Wellness Centre, Harvey Bay. What's all this about?
So the Earth Day theme is Planet versus Plastics. And they're actually going to have a delicious morning tea from 10 a.m. through till 1. They'll have guest speakers and displays that are all about loving our earth while saving some delicious brews and bites. Mm. There'll be locally sourced snacks, organic drinks, and plenty of sustainability tips to go around. And the cost for the event is only $5, which includes the morning tea. So let's raise a cup to our amazing planet and chat with others about what you can do to make a difference.
Okay, Saturday as well, one last ride at the Light Horseman screening.
Mm.
Big Screen Cinemas, Harvey Bay. Be there 1:30 for a 2 p.m. start. Meet the troopers and trigger the light horse.
Yeah, and there'll be lucky door prizes and a lucky cinema seat. You can enjoy the complimentary wine and cheese. The movie is about the fall of an empire and the birth of a legend and finishes with the last great cavalry charge in history. The film's got an Australian cast, including John Blake and Sigrid Thornton, who we all like. The movie is presented by the 5th Light Horse Regiment, Harvey Bay. The tickets are $20 per person, and you can call Raylene Box on 0412-577-866. That's 0412-577-866.
Now, this isn't a new movie. This is an old movie because
yes.
John Blake, unfortunately, is
no longer. Yes.
No, he did pass away, I think, around the time of the filming of this as a young actor, young man, had a terrible accident. And, his life is incredibly sad. Not what this movie is about, of course, but, just seeing his name there. Sunday, April 21st, 9 to 5, auditions, Macabre Theatre Company, 37 Tavistock Street in Torquay. Now, you can join the Macabre Theatre Company as they present the wildly hilarious and joyous 9 to 5 musical.
Who doesn't love the movie 9 to 5? That's just...
Wow.
Just so, I just can't get the picture of Dolly out of my head.
Yeah.
Are you going to find 9 to 5?
Well, I was hoping to maybe bring it up.
So auditions run from 9 a.m. through till 3 and are run as a workshop to help people show their best potential. And you can actually find out more on their Facebook page. So just go to the theatre Facebook page. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you love your live theatre too, as I do as well. And it's great to see people putting in all that effort. They go to a lot of hard work, do they not?
I can always sing if you like.
No.
Working 9 to 5.
You don't have to do that because I think I've got this up here. Do I? No, it's not there. That's all right. It doesn't matter. I thought I had it there, Kimbo.
Maybe you can serenade us.
No, I think I might have it here now. That's a Kelly Clarkson Dolly Parton version. I prefer the original.
So do I.
And I think I've got that right here in my fingertips. There we go.
That's better.
What a voice. Hey. Anyway, she's moving and grooving over there.
I remember the days from 9 to 5, though. They're long gone, aren't they?
What? What do you mean?
Well, people work so much longer now.
Do they? I don't know.
Did I just snort?
I don't know, probably. Sunday, April 21st. It is April Fair Day, sorry. Spelled F-A-Y-R-E, Crusades and Welfare. Victory Village at Riverbend Tyro. What the heck's this all about?
The event's on from 10 a.m. till 3, and you can learn about medieval history and life with a focus on crusades and warfare.
Ooh.
Try archery, visit the markets, talk to the artisans, and watch medieval combat. Entry is $15 for adults and high schoolers and high schoolers, and $5 for primary school children and seniors. Tickets are available at the gate, but there is no ATM, so you must take cash.
Oh, okay. Cash.
Cash.
What's that?
I know. I have no idea.
Mm. Sunday, April 21st, 2, Primal Roar at the Harvey Bay Sailing Club, hosted by The Healing Breath and led by Brendan, an experienced breathwork facilitator. I didn't know they existed.
Yes, I actually love this event. I love the idea. So there'll be a breathwork session. Learn techniques to harness the power of your breath for emotional and physical well-being. Then move on to healing and empowerment. This event is more than just a roar. It's a journey towards inner peace and strength. And then you end with the roar. It's a synchronized, empowering, primal roar to inspire others world free. And everybody is going to, you know, if they're not part of it, they'll be thinking, what the bloody hell's going on?
Harvey Bay Sailing Club, yeah.
This is the third round of the Primal Roar event and participation is free. Yeah, it begins at 3, so let your voice be heard. I just think it's great.
I think it is too.
Especially in this time when we're all so stressed and everything else.
It's got to just harness that. And I know you've been harnessing the power of your breath for some time. You could knock anyone out at 5 o'clock in the morning, I hear.
Are you saying me? Are you pointing over to me? Hey, where are you?
Now, I've got to mention a footnote too. I had a message last week, Kim, with out notice here. Kim doesn't know what I'm about to tell her, but a fellow named Paul phoned, said that he heard that we mentioned the Torben Lee swap meet was on the weekend. It's actually this weekend.
That's it. Yes. I actually had a phone call and I got a phone call and the person was not too happy with me about that. But at the end of the day, it was one of those Mother Nature events. And unfortunately, on air with the podcast and, you know, when I popped it up on my Facebook pages, I did actually pop in there that it had been rescheduled.
Right.
But unfortunately, that's the nature of, the game. Once something,
so it's on this weekend.
It is on this weekend, absolutely. Right. So that's what you're asking me, is it?
Yes. That's what I was asking.
It is on this weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
All right then. Kim, we've straightened that out.
At this point in time, unless there's another weather event.
Well, we can't control that. We do record the podcast on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. And we do, we urge people to actually go and do, we give you the ideas, but then you need to go and actually have a look and follow those events so as you can keep up to date with what's happening with them. So.
Sounds like hard work for people.
I think it is.
We're a bit lazy at times. Now, that is it for us this week. And we'd like to thank you, good listener, for tuning in to another What's on Fraser Coast with Kim Parnell podcast. Hope we've given you some idea about what you can get up to this weekend. Big thanks to Lars Olsen too. And that fundraising event, the Tooth Fairy Cocktail Party, you can check that out on Facebook. That's happening on Friday night. It's for a great cause. Kim, you have a great weekend. What's on FraserCoast.com.au. Got your wonderful mag out too.
Thank you. See you next week.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.